Will's got something to complain about. Jay's getting psychic, and we have a very important announcement coming up in this week's episode of Life at Your Rumble podcast. Hello and welcome to Life at Your Rumble podcast. This is a podcast where we entertain, educate and advocate, and this is episode 49 of our comedy podcast. Is it a comedy podcast, Jay? Are you there? Hello? Are you
there?
Aya. Yes, so we're going to talk about our week. Jay's got some psychic news and I've got something to complain about. But first, how's your week been, Jay? I mean, I know how it's been, but tell the listeners, they're dying to know.
Well, they should know by the expression of my voice and the tone of my what's the word?
Oh, your inflection.
Your inflection, yes.
Yes, but your inflections don't match the emotion. Poor autistic Jay.
What to do? Don't I sound exuberant?
No, you sound like an animation.
That is not very nice.
So, listeners, just to set the scene, we're sat here in our tiny little recording room. The rain is battering off the windows. Jay's hugging the dog, and we're feeling a bit sorry for ourselves because the weather is gloomy, it's wet, it's damp, it's cold, it's dull. Yes. So we're here to brighten up your day, whether you're doing a run or you're in the middle of cooking.
Or actually, get in touch,
listeners. What do you do when you're listening to us?
Have a Toby Carvery, that's what they have.
No, they do not.
How do you know that?
You do not sit and listen to a podcast while having a Carvery. You sit and chat to your friends, and if you're on your own, you talk to yourself.
Well, what if they do? Well,
that's just rude. So how's your week been at the airport, Jay? He works at the airport doing check-in for people. Ah, my nemesis, people.
Yes, well, I was checking passports, printing boarding passes out, going upstairs.
Yeah, but they've heard about that. They've heard all about that last
going
week.
Going on buses.
Or the week before.
Going on buses,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
People weren't happy going on buses, but some people were excited. Some people thought they were going on holiday on their bus, but...
On holiday on their bus? Lovely.
Yeah. How can they get to, like, the Canaries and that and that, all that in a bus, but... Yeah.
Anyway, on to me. I've got something to complain about. I just got back from walking the dog, and as ever, being the conscientious dog parent that I am, put the poo in the bin. And I looked in my wheelie bin that's just for our house, for me and thee, and someone had put something in my wheelie bin. I am not happy. I am not happy at all. It's my bin. Put your rubbish in your own bin.
What was it?
Because our wheelie bins are tiny and they only get empty once a fortnight. So, space is at a premium.
What was it?
It was a fat hippo bag? What's that?
Oh, it's a burger joint in George Street. It's a chain. It's a small chain.
Must have been the people that cut our grass that put it into our bin. Oh, I am livid.
Yeah.
Because it's a paper bag. They could have put it in the recycling bin.
Yeah, it's like an indie burger joint.
Jeez. Oh, they must be paid well then. It's an indie burger joint.
Yeah.
But a burger at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Well, they made you breakfast items, like breakfast buns.
Yeah, so hopefully there will come a day when we can have a bigger wheelie bin. Oh, the big dreams that we have, honestly.
Exactly.
So, you wanted to talk about something psychic, psychic.
Yeah, just Baba. Is it Baba Vanya?
Well, but they don't know what you're talking about, so explain.
Do you remember that woman? She's from Macedonia.
That woman? You'll need to give me more than that.
She was a psychic.
There's quite a lot of them.
Soothsayer from Macedonia who died in Bulgaria. She had apparently a lot of, 80% or something like that, her predictions came true. So she predicted 9/11, Trump being Prime Minister, President, sorry, not Prime Minister.
Christ, no.
No, President. I know that, right?
Can you imagine that? The one that we've got right now is bad enough as it is.
Anyway, that's what happens. She predicts stuff, right?
Right.
So she's predicting, obviously, a certain person's going to be assassinated next year. And
who?
Putin, apparently.
Okay.
And apparently there's going to be, like, a breakthrough this year.
Wait, just to be clear, what's this woman's name?
Baba Vanya, I think it is.
Baba Vanya?
Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
She's predicting a breakthrough in lung cancer treatment this year.
Brilliant.
And also other stuff, like, and she predicts like, the world will end in 5097.
Well, she'll not be around to see that.
Yeah, and about 2040 something, there's going to be a new virus which is going to age people instantly.
Age people instantly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's going to be a thing where Europe's going to be Islamic, apparently, in the 2040s.
Right.
as France are going to try and fight back in Rome. There's going to be aliens are going to help out make underwater colonies.
Underwater colonies?
Yeah, we're going to be in Mars and Venus soon.
My home!
Yeah.
My home!
And and not your hump.
My hump!
My hump, yeah. No, things like that are going to happen, and like they're going to be... Because apparently climate, because of what's happened, climate change, the Earth's going to, on the top surface, is going to be for a bit, it's going to be a bit dry until it does rejuvenate, the nature rejuvenates.
Okay.
So they're going to have underwater stuff like that, and it's going to be alien contact soon and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was just thinking, why the fuck would aliens come in here? Can they not just think, what the hell is Earth doing?
Well, they're probably going to help out.
Really?
Yeah, they've been wanting to help. That's going to happen.
I mean, if that's true, then brilliant, great.
And there is things next year.
I've always thought there's got to be more than human form.
Well, there is things next year is going to happen, but you already know that anyway, so it's not going to dwell on that. But
right.
Do a W word, but anyway.
So what would you do with an alien then? Where would you take it? Him, her, or them? Where would you go with them?
The Fudge Experience.
The Fudge Experience?
Yes.
What and where is that?
In the Royal Mile.
How long's a Royal Mile?
2 miles.
Okay.
You get to watch the fudge being made.
You do that at home?
Yeah.
I make tablet, the Scottish equivalent.
I know you do.
What am I talking about? That would mean you standing in the kitchen for an extended period of time paying attention. No, you wouldn't.
I would actually.
But since you pay for it, it's called entertainment, and then you'd be transfixed.
No.
Yes, you would. Get your foot off me.
I'll just pay you to make it.
Hmm?
I'll just pay you to make it.
Oh, yeah, I'll just go and make a stand in Princess Street Gardens whenever it's opened again, because we're getting weather warnings here, and say, fudge, fudge, and then you say that you're packing it. Fudge packer.
Or
and then I would wear a sign on my crotch saying, kick here.
Do you know what? They also go on Princess Street, though. They've got a vendor outside.
They've got quite a lot of shops. No, diminishing, yeah.
No, they've got a vendor outside Princess Street. They've
got a lot of cigarette butts in the gutter.
They've got a vendor. What are the vendors selling?
A vendor?
Yeah, you know what they're selling.
What's a vendor? I know what a vendor is, but what kind of vendor?
A yellow food vendor. Hot yellow food.
How does that work?
Well, it's a wee, like a... Well, what's your hot yellow food?
Korma. That's yellow and hot.
No, just like a vegetable.
A hot vegetable?
Yeah.
Pepper?
No, yeah, no, a small one.
Plantain?
No, plantain, that's a fruit.
Ah, sorry. Next, you'll be saying tomatoes are fruit.
They are.
Yeah.
And what is it? Corn.
I don't know.
Small yellow vegetable you can heat up.
Corn in the cob?
Yeah, basically corn, they're making corn, yeah.
No, what I meant was, do they have a market? Do they have a police box?
A wee stand.
A stand?
A wee stand with an oven sort of thing, like a vortices.
See, that makes me, that in my mind, that I'm conjuring up pictures of someone taking a fitted oven from a showroom and just popping it in the middle of Princess Street, and then going, look, I'm putting this in the oven now, turn the dial. And then half an hour later, come and get your food. So like they've got the cash register on top of this fitted oven.
No, it's like a wee stove, I think, more than anything else. We're not going to be one of these cart things, you can, like, get it in New York.
Oh, a horse and cart?
Like a hot dog stand.
Are we going back to House of Elliot times? No,
like a hot dog stand.
Right, okay. Aye. So it has a... So they can walk in it?
No.
So it's like a wee caravan thing? Wee trailer?
No. It's the size of that, more or less.
They can't see that. That's the size of an oven?
Yeah, but...
So they're standing out there with the wee oven? Okay.
Well, the stove, yeah. It's like a wee stand, yeah.
Right, okay.
They're doing that with sweet corn.
Right. Next you'll be wanting sweet corn fritters. It comes out the same the other end, you know.
Blech.
Yeah. Oh, listeners, we keep it real here. Our toilet was blocked again, and no, it's nothing to do with what we've been putting in it. We only put the 3 P's, pee, poo, and paper.
Yeah.
And it's blocked again, and I'm livid. And the guy came to unblock papaya. It, and it's still not unblocked.
And papaya, of course.
No. Oh, actually, 4. Pee, poo, paper, and puke.
Yes.
Oh, isn't it lovely here?
It is.
How refreshing. Let's talk about lemons. What's That's your, nice and refreshing.
Which is your favourite of the 4?
P.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so much less dramatic than the others. Toilet talk again.
Much more satisfying.
I'm not doing this. Not doing this. So, do you want to make any predictions for the future?
But our future, the human future, or
looking at the crystal ball. BOWL, we've not got a crystal ball. Actually, looking at the crystal ashtray.
Okay.
I stole that from Two Paints.
Louise!
Yeah.
I hope next year is a better. Hope next year doesn't come to fruition.
You hope next year doesn't come?
Into fruition, what's meant to be happening next year doesn't come to fruition.
Right, okay, I'm going to skip across that because I can't deal with it. Next.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully you've got a bit more work, like another job.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm a list bookmaker if there's any new listeners.
Just one job. I don't want you getting overboard. Just
no, I want to have a waiting list like I used to. I've got fuck all now. Well, it's depressing.
Why don't you go into that? So you're selling across the road and just...
Selling across the road, it's just shut down.
No, I mean,
there's no one in it, dear.
No, I mean,
not unless I'd be talking with a ghost news agent.
I mean, beyond the bridge.
You want me to go beyond the bridge? Over the bridge? I'm not insured yet.
No, under
the tunnel. Choose your words carefully.
Under the tunnel. Over the bridge.
Over the bridge, under the tunnel.
Jeez. The one where we live. The one near where we live. And there's a salon there.
I did. They didn't want to know me.
You go in personally.
I'm not going in there. I've seen what they're like. They vape outside. I'm not talking to them.
With a calling card.
A calling card.
What?
Hello. Yeah. My name is Mix Venus. But you can call me William. I am a master bookmaker. And here are my wares. That's happened now.
You just get a Macintosh and you put things in the...
A Macintosh. That's what a prevert wears.
No, yeah. That, like... Do you want to buy my wares?
No. What? And a load of wigs ping out of it?
Yeah.
God. Yeah, it's not fair. Cost of living and all that, it's depressing and it's affected my pocket.
I know, it's the whole around the world, love. It's not just Britain.
Yeah, but that doesn't make me feel any better. Because yeah. I've lost my sense of purpose now.
But I'm just trying to say that it's not just us. It's...
The only purpose I've got right now is being a housewife. So I get up and make your tea and your dinner and all the rest of it.
I do get up
at... Put your hair up in a bun at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I've got no purpose now.
That's a purpose. Well, that's making sure I don't lose my job.
I do get my own back, though, because when you're at work, I use your toothpaste to clean the loo.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Maybe that's why your teeth are dropping out.
Oh, yeah. Guess what I saw earlier?
That sounded so genuine.
Guess what I saw earlier in an advert?
Farm Foods.
Not that one, actually, no. Another one.
I don't know.
It was from Muller Crumble and Muller Fruit Corner.
Oh, I used to love those until I found out how much sugar's in them.
Guess who was doing the advert?
I would feel so left out at school because whilst I had like Tesco's own brand yogurt pots, everyone else had Fruit Corners or the Fruit Crunch, and I was so jealous.
Yeah, guess who was doing the Fruit Crumbles and the Fruit That? Guess who was doing it?
Oh, it must have been some kind of D-list celebrity.
I'll give you a clue. She has long blonde hair, a posh voice, hit really big in the 90s.
Denise Van Outen, she's not posh, she's Cockney.
We've seen her.
In a posh voice? We've not met anyone posh that's blonde.
We haven't met her, but we've seen her. Like, we've seen her in a show.
Linda Robson?
No.
She's not posh, she's Cockney as well.
No. Who else have you seen?
Linda Robson's lovely.
Yeah, I know. Who else have you seen who's posh, blonde hair?
I don't know.
Okay, I can't give you a clue because it'll spoil it.
Well, just give me the clue, get it. Rip the plaster off.
Let's see what's her name? What was her name being that?
Come on.
I'm just thinking the name would be in...
Come on, make the cogs go quicker.
I know.
This is the penultimate episode. We're getting on to this in a minute.
Hold on. No, is it... No, she played a certain person in Corey who was on a relationship with certain someone who's been there the longest.
Stephanie Beecham?
No.
I don't know.
Who's... No, she played someone who was with that person, but that was years ago.
You're talking in riddles.
Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Does she use a stage name?
No.
Tell me a real name and I'll tell you the stage name.
No, I'll give you an... You'll get this one. Ricky Tomlinson mentions her in Royal Family.
Oh, bloody Joanne Lumley!
Yeah. Yeah, with Joanne Lumley, yeah.
In what advert?
For Muller... Fruit Corner.
Oh, yeah, I can just see that. And then afterwards, when she's finished her Muller Fruit Corner, she goes into the bathroom and has her Astro Cream.
Yeah. So it's for the crumble as well, and she falls off the rocking chair.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so like I alluded to... Well, that's a nice word, isn't it? Allude.
Alluded.
As I alluded to earlier, this is the penultimate episode of this year. And... I only realised what that meant, actually. So what it means is it's the second last episode of the series. In a fortnight, it will be the last one until the autumn. Yeah, I know, listeners, it's been a tough decision, but I need to think about my future and your future and Jay's future. And yeah, we're retiring the podcast until the autumn. How do you feel about that, Jay?
Yeah, autumn 2029.
No, that's, I don't think podcasts will be on by then.
Yeah.
Google Podcasts have been done away with.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Googly. How do you feel about it?
Devastated.
Okay, that sounded really genuine.
It was. It's genuine for the fact that I've been up since half two and 1 o'clock the last few days, so that is genuine you're going to get.
All right, okay. Jaybert. That's your new name now, since you're turning into an old man, Jaybert.
Well, I'm going to call you Willy.
That's what probably people will call me. I hate that.
What's wrong with Willy?
As long as it's with an I-E, you know with a Y.
Yeah, Willy. Yeah.
My surname's already Venus, which rhymes with penis.
Willy.
It's already penile here.
Willy. Willy Venus. Willy.
Oh, God, no.
Can I have a tea, please, Willy?
No, that's an old man's name. No.
I've got... I know, but I can't say that, actually, because it's a bit rude.
What? Oh, you say it.
I've got a Willy at work.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
I bet you've got quite a lot Willys at work.
It's mostly a lot more women, actually.
Women with Willys? Let's say that later, two doors down. Remember in Bad Cop when I saw that woman with a cock?
Oh, yes. Can I give you some news?
Yes, news. People love newness. Yeah, come on, fast forward. I'm pressing fast forward. Hurry up.
I want to apply.
Yes.
To do introduction to drama.
Okay. Are you going to the conservatoire?
No, Granton.
Granton, okay.
Yeah.
Conservatoire, Granton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar.
I know, I'm going to Granton.
I thought you'd want to follow in the footsteps of Elaine C. Smith and the like. You go to the conservatoire in Glasgow.
Nah.
Glasgow.
Nah. I don't want to go there.
Okay, why?
Because I want to do production, theatre production.
See, I'm getting slightly concerned here because I want to be an actor. Now you're going to apply for an acting course. I wear bandanas and one just arrived for you in the post. I wear makeup and then you come through to me a few weeks ago and say, have you got anything that will make my face shiny? I wore nail polish in a video for my ASMR stuff and you now have 18 different shades of nail polish.
And?
I have long hair and now you've got long hair.
So?
Well, you've only got another 3 stone to go and you'll morph into me.
Not very nice.
Only you've got slightly better teeth than me.
Okay.
Are you trying to copy me?
No. No, I just like
I'm your idol.
I just like Neil. Yeah, you are.
Get your foot off me. I hate feet. Can't stand them. We should have been born without them.
Alright. Okay. No, I want to do that and then do a production course. So then they can go into theatre production or something like that.
And will this lead to a future career?
You never know. Like, my goal is to get into Corey and eat a hot pot.
Herpo.
A Herpo, sorry.
By Betty Driver Williams.
Yeah.
Herpo.
Herp, yeah. I want to go and Corey and eat a Herpo.
If anyone knows that reference, please get in touch. Herpo. I would be so impressed.
Yeah, I want
to. Herpo.
Yeah, I want to be the cousin of Mo Grimes and just have a Herpo.
Yeah, and then you could come in and you could actually be the actual Mr. Please.
Yes. Mr. Please. Or I could go to Emmerdale and pretend I've got a gun and try to get a loan out or whatever it was to take money out.
What's that from?
Remember, it was Emmerdale and was it Jamie's in it, but he's pretending to be the bank person and he's going to check some details.
Oh, yeah. With charities wearing that awful wig.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you going to be in front or behind the camera if it leads to a career?
I want to do theatre, so I'll probably be doing like production stuff and making costumes and makeup and scenes and stuff like that.
You're going to make makeup? That takes years. And then you can get into the makeup community, right? And then you can get cancelled. Because that's the thing that makeup people do. They get in it and then they say something controversial or offensive and then they get cancelled. No, and then what you can do is you can come back with an hour and 30 minute video of an apology.
Yeah. No, I want to make makeup like...
with no specifics to what you've actually done.
I know. I want to do videos like of products like urine yellow and feces brown, like for makeup and nail polish.
Oh god, all this fucking toilet talk. You're disgusting.
What's wrong with that?
You're disgusting.
And I'll just do like as another Joanne, the person we know, like, we could do like certain things named after Joanne and our eccentricities.
Eccentricities?
Yeah.
What newfangled language is this?
Eccentricity, what's
you mean one? Eccentricities, yeah, so that's darling.
It. Yeah.
Kaka. Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Your name's Couscous.
Mm-hmm.
It work.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Gives a couscous.
Apparently, no, she loves at work. It's where it goes down at work very well.
What?
Break, no breaks.
No, are we talking B-R-E-A-K or the ones that you stop with?
No, B-R-A-K-E-S.
Stopping.
Yeah, well, it's a company that does, like, you know, like, food logistics, you know, like the...
Right.
Catering, like for things. It's vegan sausage rolls, apparently, go down a storm.
Have you heard the one from Greg's, the vegan one? It's alright. There's still something missing, like meat.
Yeah, they do meat free steak bakes and chicken bakes, I think now.
Alright, how nice. Apparently, the vegan ones are worse for you than the actual meat ones because there's so much salt in them.
Because soy's not that good for you, that's why.
Oh, but it tastes nice.
Yeah.
Tastes gorgeous. I love soy.
Do you know?
Like, if I could get one thing from the Chinese, it would be egg fried rice, and then you get it home, just pour soy sauce in it. It's gorgeous.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but you wouldn't try that, would you?
Well, I'm taking you out this month anyway, so.
Oh, you're taking me out? You're going to be seen in public with me?
Yes, I'm taking you where I'm taking you.
Have you got your sunglasses and wig disguise?
Nah, you know where I'm taking you?
In your Pac-a-Mac and your Mac.
You know where I'm taking you?
Where?
Divino Nautica.
Divino Erotica?
Enotica.
That sounds like a slightly dodgy film.
No, Divino Enotica.
What or where is that?
You've been before.
Where's that?
That's the one at the Grass Market nearly.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the one I mean?
All these fucking posh places you take me to, I can't stand it.
You know the one I mean?
Can you not just take me to a nice Leith cafe and get me a nice fry up and I'll die tomorrow?
No. Do you know remember the one we went for a year? Was it our anniversary, was it?
I don't know.
Where we went to work.
There's been so many of them.
Yeah. Do you remember we went in that couple beside us? Remember they were bragging about the stuff they've been to? Remember?
Yeah, we talked about that before, yeah. Oh, there. Oh, right when you go down in what's like a cave.
Yeah.
And the old bits of Edinburgh, where probably underneath you there's bodies riddled with syphilis.
Yeah, exactly. No, right. There's a Tuscany night.
Right.
And it's all regional Tuscany food.
You got me Tuscan sausage pasta the other day. I'm not touching it. I don't like Tuscan sausage.
Okay.
Just my personal taste, but I don't like it.
Okay, we're going to go that and have a nice Tuscan meal.
So are we going to be on like Tuscan... Oh no, I'm thinking of terracotta pots.
That's what you said before, but that's... Yeah, no. Tuscan is going to be Tuscan meal, so probably bruschetta and something, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to have that.
What else has been on your mind this week? I sound so patronising. I'm trying to keep it light and gay for the listeners.
Saying what tea bag to have.
Oh, no, there's the thing. If I can interject.
No.
Tough, I'm doing it. We got new tea bags from, is it Aldi, Lidl? Which one?
I think it was Aldi.
And it's Yorkshire tea and it tastes of biscuit.
Malted.
Malted biscuit. My favourite biscuit is chocolate malted biscuits. And it's amazing. It's like drinking a biscuit and you don't feel any guilt.
Yeah, I like the toast and jam one.
I don't like that one, but it really tastes nice, and it kind of satiates my appetite for eating biscuits.
It does actually, helps.
Because I'm doing quite well with my new healthy eating, aren't I?
You are actually, yes.
Yeah.
I've been buying you fruit pots at work, so... Well, not at work, but...
Buy me the reduced ones, and by the time I eat them, they've turned into alcohol.
That's all they have.
Just don't bother.
I know, but I want you to have your pineapple and your mangoes and your lychee and your
I don't like lychee.
And your African cucumbers.
African cucumbers?
Yeah, fruit.
Never heard of it.
So it's like a spiky green fruit. It smells, but it tastes apparently really good.
All right, that sounds really charming.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to me. Have I lost any weight yet? Because I don't do the scales. I just do my clothes
fit actually.
Again.
I can see here you have.
And what?
You're more slender here.
Well, the listeners don't know what that is.
You're more slender in, like, your upper body.
What, my tits?
Well, in the sides, I mean. You're slender in the sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the pregnancy?
It's getting there, yeah.
Yeah, the abortion's slowly going.
Oh. No, I mean, you're getting there, and you're more happy, you're more jolly.
I'll be happy and jolly when I'm thin.
No, but you're more jollier now, actually.
Yeah, that's called a show for the listeners.
No, you're chuckling. No, you chuckle a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You chuckle a lot more, you're more
jolly. That's because I found BritBox.
Yeah, I know, you chuckle more, you're just a jolly wee soul.
A jolly wee soul. A jolly wee soul. What? That sounds like something you put in a eulogy. They were a jolly wee soul. Didn't want for much. BritBox and a cup of biscuit tea and they
exactly.
were great.
You don't want for much, do you?
No, I don't know.
No, to tell the listener what I got you the other day. What I bought you. The three things I bought you.
Oh, the Easter things?
No, the other things.
Which I'll be featuring soon on my ASMR YouTube channel.
Yeah, the other things I got you from my work.
T-shirts?
One. Yeah, tell them about them.
I've not seen them yet because I've not opened them. I'm doing an unboxing on the channel, which is listed in the show notes, guys.
Yes, so yeah, I bought Will some T-shirts from work.
Yeah, I'm sure they're very nice. Yeah. Are they small, medium or huge?
I can't remember.
Okay.
But I got one yesterday, how much I paid for it.
You're always buying clothes. Now, tell the listeners what you paid for a jacket. A fucking jacket. What did you pay for a jacket?
A blazer.
I don't care who paid for what, or who made a partial payment, or who gave you the money for your birthday or whatever. What did you pay for a jacket? A singular jacket.
No, it's a blazer with a hood. Insert hood taking suns
out. Yeah, a two-in-one jacket. How much did you pay for a two-in-one jacket?
A blazer.
Whatever the hell it is.
A couple hundred.
For a jacket.
Quality, though.
For a quality jacket.
Made in Italy, though.
I don't care if the munchkins from Cinderella, whatever you call it, made it. £200 for a jacket.
And?
Do you know what I would spend that money on? Me.
Well, my you know how much my other jacket,
You must have got a lot of birthday money.
My winter jacket. You know how much.
Oh, my winter jacket. I have spring, summer, autumn and winter jackets.
Yeah, do you know how much your jacket was when I got you?
Yeah, the only rain jacket that I've got.
Yeah, and with my winter jacket was dearer.
Oh, God.
Well, but they're good quality, though, that's why.
And you've got spring, autumn, winter, summer shoes, and every fucking one of them's in the living room.
And? But
in a pile,
work,
like rubble
yeah, got work
from a demolished building.
No, but I've got work shoes and I've got slides.
Work shoes? Oh, God.
I've got
work shoes.
I've got slides, which I wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got a t-shirt last night sent to mum's and guess how much you paid for it?
I don't know.
99 pence.
Well, you gave your mum a t-shirt that's 99 pence.
No, it's got set in there, I'm saying.
Right, so this is like the chicken on a tray thing again.
No, it's for you.
You're just getting a random t-shirt sent to your mum's house just so it can be there.
No, it's so I can see if you can try it on.
Right.
And then, no, I'll have it, but it's a tall version of it, so it might not fit.
A tall t-shirt?
Yeah, a tall length in it.
I'm thinking of like one of those cardboard cutouts, a tall t-shirt.
No, it's a medium tall.
Medium tall?
Yeah, so if someone who's like, yeah.
Someone's that's like, what, 5'7", medium tall.
It's a medium tall t-shirt, apparently.
Medium tall t-shirt.
Yes, yeah, so it's longer at the bottom.
Honestly, listen, if you ever heard anything said daft,
oh, do you like my
natural born days.
Do you like my cropped chili peppers one?
No, I don't. I don't like any crop tops.
But it's not cropped. It's not like, you don't see any midriff. It's just cropped. It's just shorter.
No.
No.
Is that the one that you look like a sailor?
No.
Or a jumper got ya.
No, advert. I don't know that one. That was for you, t-shirt. That t-shirt was for you, actually.
That wouldn't fit my leg. Never mind me. No.
No, it's for you. But anyway, doesn't matter. No, it's fine. I'm going to put stuff on that certain site. Not the one we can review, but the one we can review. So something I'll sell stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, will I mention it or?
If you want, we're not sponsored or ruled by any governors.
Depop!
Oh, Depop's good. I get makeup from that sometimes.
Yeah.
Got to watch out because some of them are con artists.
What do you mean?
Well, they put pictures of the makeup and they just steal the photos from the website and they don't send you anything. I have not been victim of that, but some people have.
Well, I know there's a, for shoes, right? I was going to look at shoes earlier, right, on it, to see. Mm-hmm. It's a nice couple of shoes I like, actually. One was just to have like a giant pencil on the pictures.
Why?
And it's like, why would it, I don't get it if you're getting shoes or a pencil, maybe shoes.
Wait, say that again.
They had pictures of a giant blue pencil rather than the shoes. Because there was nice,
okay.
There was nice shoes in my size. Like
maybe
nice.
It was an old deer putting it on the website and they,
well, possibly, the app and they couldn't nice, what
understand
size?
What they were doing, or they picked the wrong photo in the gallery.
Yeah, you're a 13, aren't you, in a shoe?
No. I'm not a 13.
No?
No, I'm not 7'8".
You're a 9, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 13. I don't walk around with boats.
I've got boat shoes.
Boat shoes, summer shoes, winter shoes.
Boat shoes, what they're called. That's the style of shoe they are.
All right.
I need new shoelaces because Phoenix chooses shoelaces.
Oh, before we go, let's go on to the controversial subject. The one where we've now had our free speech stolen from us now that that law's passed. What's your opinions?
Partly they've had so many complaints, like people phoning up. Oh, this person said this.
How are they going to police it?
They're not, but J.K. Rowling's not going to get done, apparently, because she was saying things.
Yeah, we do not support her here at this podcast
or
any of our endeavours.
No.
I've read into it, right, and it's not like you are not allowed to say, I don't like this person.
It's got to be rude and you can't
use... It's not what people think.
No, the way they put it out, it was because they're trying to scare people.
Yes, but, I mean, we do have a bit of free speech, but you're not allowed to... Well, of course, who would want to be racist, transphobic, homophobic, agephobic, or whatever you call it?
Exactly.
But when you're saying things in the privacy of your own home, that I disagree with.
Exactly.
As long as it's not broadcast on the internet, whatever, if it's just a conversation between friends and family,
exactly.
That's fine. That's in the privacy of your own... I don't think that's right.
No, it's not right. And I think... And especially with how volatile the world is at the moment, you've just can't be able to be careful what you say, because, you know, when you get it sorted.
Yeah, and it makes me nervous when I do things online. Because, I mean, we don't mean anyone any harm, ever.
If I hear, is this obviously COPPA and that in America is a bit different.
Yeah, well, let's not get into that. It's boring anyway. The listeners come here to be entertained.
No, they're entertained by that.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Well, anyway, listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. Don't forget, in a fortnight, it will be the last episode until, I think, September, October.
Make it October.
October. Oh, yeah, that's my birthday month.
Yes.
Why October?
Just so after the summer.
Oh, yeah, I suppose that's the autumn and when everyone's inside
and
they want something cozy to do.
Yeah, after the summer schedule.
Yeah, because, my YouTube channel is now finally taken off and I'm so happy with it. Really happy with the response that we've had with this podcast. And we've had so many great guests on. We've had so much good response as well. We really appreciate everyone that's tuned in.
Why not next week, instead of doing it, you just have like you speaking and you just put the best bits into we...
I don't know how to do that.
We can work it out and do it, because that'll be nice for the last one. Our best bits.
You've never edited anything, though.
We'll do it. We'll get our Adobe subscription done and we'll do it.
There's a bit more to than that. Bit more to it than that, dear.
We can do it. We could do it together with dictation.
I'm not promising anything, okay, because I don't want to let the listeners down, because they mean a lot to us, don't they?
Nah.
You're a liar. You're a liar. That's not very nice. Our listeners mean a lot to us.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We'd appreciate it if you'd leave us a review. If you want to follow me online, I'm at willvenus_, or you can follow the podcast. And if you want to see more from me, my YouTube is linked in the show notes. We wish you a very happy fortnight ahead. Take good care of yourself.
And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. He's not even drunk, listeners. He doesn't even drink. He doesn't even drink. It's just high on life. High on tea. High on tea. So we'll leave you with that thought.
Feliz Navidad.
Take care. Be kind to you and yours. And we'll be back in a fortnight with the last episode of the season. Take care, guys. Bye.